Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, December 22, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar, or the buck as we like to call it, is showing some resilience this week. Despite the Federal Reserve's recent interest rate reduction and a more dovish tone on the economy, the dollar is set to close the week with a surprising gain of 0.5%. Now, while inflation data suggests some cooling, there's skepticism in the market. Analysts and traders are questioning the accuracy of the numbers, as well as the reliability of recent payroll data. This uncertainty is driving the dollar's appeal as a safe haven asset, especially as we approach 2026 with so many unanswered questions. Later this morning, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll get December's reading of the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. Expectations point to a slight uptick in optimism compared to last month, which could provide additional support for the dollar. Looking ahead to tomorrow, we have several important economic data releases. At 8:15 a.m. Eastern, the ADP Weekly Employment Change Report will be released. At 8:30 a.m., we'll see the Q3 Gross Domestic Product, Personal Consumption, and Personal Consumption Expenditures data. November Durable Goods numbers will also be out at 8:30 a.m. At 9:15 a.m., October's Industrial Production figures will be released. Finally, at 10 a.m., we'll get December Consumer Confidence readings and other key surveys. Before we continue, we'd like to take a moment to wish you a joyful holiday season filled with peace, prosperity, and good health. Thank you for your continued trust and loyalty over the years. From all of us at Monex USA, happy holidays! The euro is climbing and is nearing its highest level against the US dollar since the end of September. This strength is largely due to a divergence in central bank policies. While the Federal Reserve has been cautious, the European Central Bank appears to be holding off on any rate cuts or easing measures. Looking ahead to the ECB's next meeting on February 5, there's currently no expectation of rate reductions. However, some economists believe that voting members may consider a rate increase to combat inflationary pressures. The Japanese yen, on the other hand, has been sinking ever since the Bank of Japan's recent interest rate hike. Despite raising borrowing costs to their highest level in 30 years, the yen has depreciated, defying expectations. Currently, the yen is trading near its weakest point against the US dollar since mid-January. Japan's chief currency official, Atsushi Momura, has expressed concern over the yen's decline, fueling speculation about a potential foreign exchange intervention by the Bank of Japan. However, past interventions have had limited success in boosting the yen's value. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.